The makers of Tenderleaf Tea and Royal Pudding bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. Ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Fullerton Junior College, Fullerton, California. On behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick as Ursula Quing, Hans Conried and our special guests, Barbara Bel Geddes, Rudy Valley, and Ken Murray. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Hi, all you Fullerton fellas and fillies.
Isn't this a beautiful spring day?
Yes, it is. It's all of that.
Yes. This is the season when the flowers bloom and the birds migrate.
Yeah. And the bees start kicking the pollen around.
Yeah. Everywhere you look, the little birds are... Oh, the little buds.
That's right. Get it right.
Yes, all right. Little buds are shooting out of the trees.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
No wonder my hat keeps popping off. Yes.
Yes, this weather gives me an opportunity to get out, and I like it.
Yeah.
Yes. You see, I'm interested, Charlie. I'm interested in wildlife.
At your age?
Well. Yes. I've even thought of going to an ornithologist.
Yeah?
Yes.
Having trouble with your orny?
No. No, you see, Charlie, I'm a bird watcher.
Oh, a bird watcher. Imagine sitting around and watching dumb birds. That's it.
Well, I have a friend with me who's also a bird lover.
Yeah?
Yes. And his name is Ken Murray. You know, he made the most unusual picture of the year.
Really?
Yes, he did. It's a picture that's made entirely with birds, and it's called Bill and Coo.
But was it any good?
Well, good enough so that it won an Academy Award.
Yeah?
Yes.
What did they give him, a stuffed owl?
No, they didn't. I'll let you find out for yourself. Oh, Ken.
Yes, Edgar.
Charlie, this is Ken Murray.
Hello, Mr. Murray.
Well, if it isn't my old friend, Oscar McCarthy.
Yeah. What do you mean, Oscar?
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. It's a natural mistake. Yeah. The name is on my mind so much these days. Academy Award and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oh, you must suffer, yes. Say, tell me, what do the birds do in your picture?
Oh, why, Charlie, they do most everything. They juggle, turn somersaults, work on a trapeze, and they even walk a tightrope.
Well, I can do that.
Without dragging your tail?
Yes. Without me there. Yes. What bird do you think is the smartest?
Well, I'd say the cuckoo.
Why?
Because it can tell time. Mr. Jolly, do you know what chimney swallows do?
Swallow chimneys?
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Murray, what is the secret with this thing? What makes your birds so smart?
Oh, it's very, very simple, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I talk to them.
You talk to...
I talk to them.
Talk
yes.
to birds.
Yes.
Uh-huh, yes. We must be kind to him. Mr. Murray, when did you first start talking to birds?
Well, one night I was lying awake in my bed.
Yes.
And I heard the patter of little feet on my roof.
That's when you should have called a doctor.
Well, it may sound a little bit ridiculous, but Ken, I really believe that birds have a language. I think that tweet tweet must mean something to another bird.
Of course it does, Edgar. Look, I'll be glad to give you boys a lesson in bird language if you'd like.
Yeah, sure.
Well, now,
yeah.
First, you take the words tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yeah?
And to understand them, we'll have to break them up.
Well, then you'll have shredded tweet.
Of course, Charlie, if you've studied your grammar, you know there's a present tense, a past tense.
A hort tense and a pup tense.
Now, look, now let's translate the word, twee-twa-twerp.
Yeah.
Let's translate that, twee-twa-twerp, which means, look, who's here? It's I'm, see?
It's I'm.
Yeah, you see, I'm is an idiom.
Oh. Well, let me say it. Oism.
Now, you take for instance, the prepositional phrase, tweety-tweetle.
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 Yes.
That means with him.
With him.
See, and tweety-twattle means with me.
With me?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, now, what's with you?
Nothing. What's with you?
I'll trip him up yet. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, what does cackadoodle-doo mean?
That means, there's good news tonight.
I do. Interesting. You know, I'd like to work with you in your next picture.
Well, do you have any birds?
No, not birds. But after talking with you, I got bats in me, Delphi.
No, Charlie. Talking to birds really isn't that bad.
No.
Look at me. Look at me. It hasn't affected me any.
Oh,
except with maybe I have a little trouble. I can't sleep at night.
Uh-huh. You can't sleep?
I can't sleep.
No. Insomnia?
No, I keep falling out of my tree.
Now, but all kidding aside, if you can use a clever little fellow in your next picture...
As a matter of fact, Charlie, you are just the person I'm looking for.
Oh, good. It's a good part, though. I don't want
to... Oh, it is. It's a marvelous part.
Good, good.
You play a daring hero, see?
Yeah.
In a chase scene,
That's
see?
What I want. Yeah.
And single-handed, you fight 300 birds.
I'll take it. I'll take it. What are they, lovebirds?
No, these are woodpeckers.
Now I'll play one of the hit songs from Republic's Bill and Cool, I'm a Little Too. That makes the best seller in the grocery store are people asking for something delicious. That's what makes Tenderleaf tea balls best sellers all over the country. The delicious flavor of the tea they make brings everybody back for more. Year-round, Tenderleaf tea balls hold first place because they're better in every way. Any growing plant at this season of the year shows you where the extra flavor comes from. The new leaves are pushing out towards the ends of the branches. And on the tea plant, that's where the flavor grows. Old leaves lower down are coarse and overgrown. Tea from those old leaves can't compare with what you get from the young top tea leaves. And Tenderleaf tea balls present that richer flavor at its ideal best, filtered perfectly clear. The filter paper packets are absolutely tasteless. They leave nothing but pleasure in your cup. Ask your grocer tomorrow for Tenderleaf brand tea balls.
Mortimer, greetings and salutations.
Oh, I hardly think so.
You hardly think what?
I don't know. You started this whole mess.
All right. Well, tell me, what does coming of spring mean to you, Mortimer? Spring in the air.
Well, it means I got to do my spring planting and gardening.
Yes, it does. And tell me, is anything coming up yet?
Yep.
What?
Gophers.
Gophers.
Yeah, got a good crop of them.
Yeah. Well, after the long winter, I imagine you have to start getting your farm into shape again.
Well, sure, yeah. Yeah, spring always sort of catches me with my fence down.
Are you good at building fences?
Well, no, I'm not. But I didn't know till I come to town yesterday that they got schools to learn you how.
Learn you how?
Yeah.
To build fences? Are you sure?
Yeah. On a building I seen a sign what said, fencing lessons.
I see. Mortimer, you didn't go in there, did you?
Yeah, and I was darn lucky to get out of there alive. Yeah.
Why?
Well, the minute I got in there, some crazy feller grabbed a long dread knife and started jabbing me in the stomach.
Well, he had a sword and a mask on, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, now, Mortimer, he was harmless.
Harmless, nothing. He was a monster.
A monster?
He was a regular Frankenfurter. And the minute he seen me, he went the jerk.
The jerk. Well, I hope he didn't frighten you.
Oh, I was so scared, my teeth was clicking like castanets.
Well, surely you know by now the man's purpose.
Well, I know what he was after.
Yeah?
Well, sure. He was after my scalp.
Your scalp?
Yeah.
No.
Every time he sliced at me, he yelled, toupee, toupee.
No.
Yes, it is.
The word is touche.
Oh, maybe so.
It's a fencing term meaning you have scored.
Yeah.
You have scored.
Oh, I see.
Fencing is a very fascinating and beneficial sport. It develops speed.
It sure does, yeah. I ran out of there faster than greased lightning bugs or something.
Mortimer, what would you say if I told you that I don't think that you have the sense you were born with?
Well, I'd say, touche.
Well, that's very good. Mortimer, nothing you say today can upset me.
No,
because of the success of the picture. I remember Mama.
Yeah? What are you so happy about?
Well, you see, I'll tell you. Harriet Parsons persuaded me to appear in the first picture that I've ever made without you or Charlie.
Yeah?
Yes. Have you seen Mama?
No. I live with Grandpa.
Oh, with Grandpa. Well, is your mother living yet?
No. Not yet,
I see. Well, I'm speaking of George Stevens' production of I Remember Mama, which has recently opened to unprecedented attendance and is receiving enthusiastic public acclaim.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe they can fix it up.
Well, they don't have to. No.
Hello, Edgar.
Well, Barbara Bel Geddes and Rudy Vallee.
Edgar, we dropped in because we feel like celebrating.
Well, so do I, Rudy.
Edgar, this is a happy reunion.
Yes, Rudy and I haven't seen you since we finished our picture at RKO.
Well, Barbara, I must tell you that you gave an outstanding performance.
Well, thank you, Edgar. But to me, the scene in which Miss Dunn sang in the hospital, that was the high spot.
Rudy, what did you think of Miss Dunn's song?
Well, it was excellent and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
But I couldn't help but feel that it was a wonderful spot for a saxophone solo.
Yes.
Of course, I'd never suggest it.
No.
But I thought it was rather cute the way you brought your saxophone to the studio every day.
They never did use your saxophone, did they, Rudy?
Only to put cigarette butts in. Oh. But if you want a frank opinion, ask a child. Charlie, what did you think of our picture, I Remember Valley?
I Remember Valley? Oh. Well, would you really like my opinion of Valley as an actor?
Yes, but be careful. You're speaking of a man I love.
Yes. Charlie, weren't you proud of Edgar's acting? He was so funny, I had to hold my side.
Well, with me, it was the nose.
All right. Aren't we apt to be carried away with our own performances?
I think so.
Let's not forget what Irene Dunne did.
Well, all right, what did she all done do?
Why, she played the part of Mama, the most important part in the picture.
Oh, it's always Mama. Nobody ever does anything about Papa. Someone ought to make a picture about Papa.
What would they call it? I can't get the old man off my mind?
Or
looking through the knothole in Father's wooden leg?
Yeah. Either that or, sure, Mama's okay, but what's Papa? Chopped liver?
No.
And Barbara can do the narration again. Atmosphere, please.
I remember my brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles and the rest. But best of all, I remember Papa. Now let me see. What was his name? Oh, yes, Papa. It was Saturday night and we were sitting around the dining room table waiting for Papa to come home with his pay envelope.
Oh. Greetings, my little loved ones, and all that sort of paternal rubbish, you know. Well, are you glad to see me?
Yes, we are, Pater, if you have the pay envelope.
Papa, could I have a dime for some candy down at the store?
No, Anita, we can't afford it.
But every time I think of it, it makes my mouth water.
Well, I'll give you a penny, and you can go buy yourself a blotter.
Good old Papa.
Good old Papa.
Papa, when are you going to get me that celluloid dresser set in the drugstore window?
Well, perhaps we can get it for you tonight, if it's foggy.
You know, I got a swell new glass cutter.
Charlie, what are you saying? When it comes to anything dishonest, I put my foot down.
You don't have to put it down on the cat.
Oh, really, I'm awfully sorry. I thought it was one of you children.
No.
Come in.
Hello, I'm from the royal family.
Oh, I say, the king?
Well, no, but royal puddings are desserts fit for a king.
Yes.
Well, do tell us all about it, your royal pudding, ship.
Very well. As mealtime approaches, everybody agrees on this for the family theme song.
Royal pudding. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More food energy than sweet fresh milk.
Royal.
More food energy than sweet fresh milk.
Yes, royal puddings give more food energy than sweet fresh milk. Mothers know the magic in milk. It's rich in proteins, vitamins, minerals, and in food energy, too. So give your children plenty of milk and plenty of royal puddings. Because royal puddings give even more food energy. Yes, even more food energy than the milk you make them with. Children need plenty of food energy for the running and jumping that helps develop better bodies. And royal puddings cost so little. Rich, delicious chocolate, smooth, creamy vanilla, mellow golden butterscotch. Ask for royal tapioca puddings, too. Three wonderful flavors. Your grocer will have them soon, may even have them now.
Royal pudding. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More food energy than sweet fresh milk.
Well, it sounds simply delicious. We'll take one package of each flavor.
Thank you very much. Ah, good old Papa.
Papa, while the cash register is open, I need a dollar for my piano lesson.
Oh, and I need a dollar for my singing lesson.
Yeah, I need a dollar for earplugs. I can't.
Well, Anita, let's hear how you're progressing with your singing.
No, not you. This is going to be a solo, Kitty.
You're too dangerous, Sherry. Too dangerous for me. I know I can't resist you. You're too wonderful, Sherry. What will become of me? Will I regret I kissed you? You're too glamorous, Sherry. So amorous, Sherry. So thrilling in my arms. I know it's foolish to love you so much, but I forget to be smart when you touch me. My heart tells me to beware. You're dangerous, Sherry. But I don't care. You're too dangerous. but I forget to be smart when you touch me. My heart tells me to beware, you're dangerous, Sherry. But I don't care.
And then I remember our delinquent boarder, Mr. Hyde. And the delightful way that Papa used to greet him when he entered the room.
Mr. Hyde, when are you going to pay your rent?
Questions. Always questions. Sire, don't you know that someday people will point to this house and say it was here that Mr. Hyde used to live?
Yeah, well, if you don't pay your rent tonight, they'll say it tomorrow. Hey, if you're such a great actor, why don't you ever work in the movies?
My voice is too strong for the microphone.
So?
So I'm waiting for Silent Pictures to come back.
There's a new one for
you. Oh, you're a wonderful actor. Won't you read something to us?
Oh, gladly. Come with me to me poet Schnook. And I'll read you something by Edgar Allan Schmoe. Once upon a midnight dreary...
Yeah. Bergen, wake up, you. I wonder what gorgeous George is doing tonight.
I
wonder what Bergen is doing now.
Where was I? Quoth the raven, nevermore.
Here's your hat and there's the door.
But you forgot the part about the rapping, tapping at the chamber door.
There it is now. Come in, Raven.
Why, it's Mr. Thorkelson, my undertaker friend.
Yeah, that's who it is, yes. I just dropped in to yibber-yabber a little with you, Barbara, my sweet patootie.
Oh. I'm so glad to see you, Peter.
No, thank you.
Let's go over in the corner where we can be alone.
Can I watch? Well, Charlie, here's the dime. Go get yourself some yelly beans. Thank you, Peter. It works every time.
Oh, Peter, it's so nice of you to call. Have you missed me?
Yeah, sure, sure. And I want you to know that I love you. Would your papa object to my suit?
Oh, no. He wears one almost as bad.
Well, what I want to talk to your parents about is getting married.
But they're already married.
No. What I mean is about us getting married. I've always wanted to be a papa and have three children.
Boys or girls?
One of each.
Oh, Papa! Papa, we're going to get married.
Oh, how perfectly worth it. Now I can rent out your room. And, my dear, here's a little money for your dowry.
Good old Papa. I'll always remember Papa.
Oh, help, help. Get a doctor,
oh,
doctor.
Oh, Charlie, what's the matter? What's the matter?
I swallowed a dime Mr. Thorkelson gave me.
Oh, you're always so careless with your money.
Yeah.
Did I hear someone calling for a doctor?
Yes, we did.
Well, I'm Dr. Valley.
Oh, doctor, we do need your help.
Yes, I don't blame you. Poor fellow, I can see you haven't long to live.
No, but, doctor, I'm not the patient, you see. I'm not the patient.
I'm the patient. I swallowed a dime, and the man at the candy store said it was counterfeit.
Well, then, there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Get the lead out.
I ain't gonna let you do it, doctor.
What have you got to lose?
Just my life, that's all.
Well, what do you suggest?
How about another doctor? No.
Now, hold still. Let me examine you.
Yeah?
Your dime is my dime.
No. Would you mind singing something else?
Not at all. I'll put you under some four-leaf clover.
Oh, no.
Before I operate, perhaps I should consult an X-ray specialist.
Just simmer down. Goodness knows I haven't much to say as it is. Franz, my name is Dr. Ursel Twing.
Yeah?
And that's right, I'm a doctor. MD, DF, DDT. And Franz, it's lucky I just happened to overhear.
Oh, you did?
Well, I didn't exactly overhear either because I was over there when I heard it. But
then you eavesdropped, didn't you?
Well,
Doctor, we're trying to locate a dime.
Well, I see you have your glasses out. If you call me all the way over here to bum 10 cents, you're just sadly mistaken. That's all I can say.
No. This young man swallowed it.
Oh, he did? Oh, goody, goody, finders, keepers.
Hello. Remember, he's my patient, so there'll be no fee splitting. This may call for an operation.
Well, it may call for it, but it won't get it because I do not operate.
You don't, good.
No, I just take x-ray pictures.
Well, that's just what we want, an x-ray picture of this young man.
I don't feel like posing today. My hair is a mess.
Well, so is mine for that matter, but in what region would you like an x-ray shot? The low bar, lumbar, the calf bar?
No, we want a picture of my stomach. You can call it what you want.
Well, your stomach, you mean? Oh,
yes.
That's a pot shot.
Pot shot.
Now, Doctor, look, we don't have much money, so we have to have a rock-bottom price.
Well, I have the rockiest bottom in town.
Hey, Doctor, just how much will the operation cost?
Well, since you're under 12, I'll give you my cut rate, $25.
Oh, Papa will take care of that.
Good old Papa.
Yeah.
Oh, my word, the cash box is empty.
Yeah, good old... What? Why, you old stinker, throw the bum out of here.
Edgar and Sally will be back in just a moment. The success of every meal depends on the flavor of our food, so this is mighty important. The perfect companion for all other fine foods and a big treat in its own right is delicious, flavorful Tenderleaf tea. It's the year-round, all-purpose beverage. This richer blend is not only appropriate for every occasion, but doubly welcome because it's famous for the flavor of the top tea leaves. If tea grew in your garden, you'd see the big difference between the new leaves out towards the ends of the branches and old leaves lower down. And in your cup, the contrast is even greater. You can taste the difference there. So get the blend that gives you the flavor of the small, young, top tea leaves. Get Tenderleaf brand tea. It's packed in convenient-sized packages and in best-selling Tenderleaf tea balls, 8, 16, 48, and 100 to the box. Ask your grocer for Tenderleaf brand tea.
Well, Charlie, next Sunday our guest will be Dr. Max Mason of California Institute of Technology.
Oh, not a school teacher.
No. Dr. Mason is a well-known scientist, and he's greatly responsible for the famous 200-inch telescope at Palomar.
Oh, well, be on hand next week, folks, and we'll get an eyeful. I'll explain it to you. Good night.
This week, when you're buying groceries, ask for Tenderleaf tea and royal pudding. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from Fullerton, California.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.